It is with an extremely heavy heart that Ed does the show today because his man crush, GSP, George St. Pierre,
yes,
going to be out for maybe up to even a year,
like
10
a
months,
year.
Something
10 months
like that.
Is optimistic, I think.
Torn ACL.
Yeah.
I texted you last night. What, did you think I was kidding?
You saw my response. Yeah, I thought you were kidding. I never know if you're kidding or not.
I wouldn't kid about a guy tearing an ACL.
Why not? My favorite, you know, my favorite athlete. You text me, tore his ACL. I was very bummed. Yeah. I was very upset.
That said, the fighting does go on, UFC. This weekend, UFC 140. Light heavyweight championship, John Bones Jones versus Lyoto Machida. Bones Jones is a little busy right now. So I think we did the next best thing.
Yes.
We got his brother, Arthur Jones, Ravens defensive lineman, to join us on the show. Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Just waking up. What you tell? Ready to go to work.
It's like lunchtime for us.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so tell us about your brother's fight.
Oh, man, I think it's an awesome matchup, him versus Leo Machida. They call him the Dragon. The guy's pretty good. He's a former champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving the matchup. You know, I think it's going to be a great challenge for my brother. You know, it's the first time he's fighting, I believe the guy's a softball, which is,
he is. Yeah.
My fans. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, it's going to be an awesome challenge. And, you know, John's really very prepared. I got off the phone with him yesterday. I tried to call him a couple days out before the fight, you know, so I can focus in closer to the fight. And he's ready to go. He's just excited for the new challenge and defending his title.
Absolutely. We're talking to Arthur Jones about his brother, John Bones Jones, light heavyweight UFC champ. And Machida is a karate guy and accused of being boring sometimes because he's like in and out. And you're right, he is a southpaw. But he backpedals and he gets a lot of criticism for just winning on points. He did knock out Randy Couture with that jumping front kick, though. Your brother's background is in wrestling. How do you think this is going to, you know, play? Is it going to be on the ground fight, or do you think he's going to stand up?
You know what? I have no idea. You know, I really don't know his game plan. You know, he really didn't talk to me about it, you know, because I guess I got a big mouth. I might leak it out or something.
on the radio.
John's he's different, you know. He's hard. He's one of those guys, kind of like Anderson Silva, hard to break down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Each fight can come with something new, and he's not afraid to pull anything, you know. Guy will try anything, you know. Flying knees, elbows.
Yep.
That's what makes John unique and special in the sport.
Yeah, he knocked that wide with a flying knee, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I caught Shogun Rua, the opening of the round, and began to stun him a little bit.
Yeah, right. And then his last fight, I think he beat Quentin Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when was the last time you and your brother had a fight?
Oh, man, this offseason. We always get into it, but I got an opportunity to train with him this offseason. Still a little cross-training, something different, and, it worked out great. I dropped a little weight, and,
when was the last time y'all had a fight where you got mad at each other and got a...
Oh, man, that's this off-season.
Okay, so so what was your tactic?
Yeah, you can ask John who wins that fight. It's Moshe. I'm the older brother.
What's your tactic to beat him up?
You know what, I was also a big-time wrestler, and, I use my size and weight advantage against him.
Does he punch you?
So, you know, I don't want to give away the secret how I beat him, you know. You got a competition this week.
Right.
Got to compete in, and, you know, later on, let me get a major share of my plan.
So does that mean UFC could be in your future, too?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said, does that mean UFC could be in your future, too?
Hey, you never know.
Talking to Arthur Jones, talking about UFC 140, his brother, light heavyweight champ, John Bones Jones, fighting this weekend. Let's sort of talk about the Colts a little bit. How's the week of practice going? And I mean, I'm assuming no one's taking this winless team lightly.
Oh, man. You know what? I feel like guys are re-energized. You know, guys just flying around, making plays in practice, and they're ready for this team, you know. Definitely not taking them lightly. You know, I think we took a couple teams earlier this season lightly. And I came up with a couple losses. And, you know, these guys, they're actually a good football team. You know, you can't let the record speak for the team. You know, it's the NFL. Those guys are getting paychecks, too.
All right, Arthur, we're not in the meeting room. We're not your coaches, so you're not going to convince us that they're a good football team. Nice try. I mean, I give you props for trying to convince me that an 0-12 football team. I mean, at least they put up some points last week. Hey, I'm just curious. Now, this is your second year on the team. Out of curiosity, what is it like in practice and in the huddle without Ray Lewis compared to with him?
Oh, man, we got a bunch of great leaders on this team. You know, with Ray Lewis, you know, he's that guy that gives you that spark. But, you know, we've still got Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs. Those guys are second in command and, you know, down a little total ball a little bit. Those guys come every day ready to get us ready for games. And, you know, they do a great job, too.
All right, Arthur, we appreciate it very much. Oh, you got something?
I was just curious, Arthur. You know, you grew up in Rochester. You played for Syracuse. How are the alums reacting to what's going on? I know it's the basketball team, but is there any fallout from what's going on out there?
My teammates are ripping me. They're ripping me a new one. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, that the university have to go through this and the families. And, you know, we just pray for those families out there. And, you know, I hope the allegations aren't true. And, you know, like how Coach Bayhan said, you know, you just got to let it play out and let the court figure all that out.
Yeah. Sounds like they're not going to prosecute now because the statute's run out. So it may go away anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Arthur. Thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it very much. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All the best to your brother. That's Arthur Jones joins. I'd like to know the secret if he's beating up his younger brother.
I'd like to know it, too.
He's got another brother playing football at Syracuse.
His brother's very good. Does he really?
He has another brother who's a defensive lineman at Syracuse.
Yeah, no, Bones Jones is a really good fighter. And I think he was the youngest champion. So it's not like he's just okay. He's very good.
Next to the show, it's Ray in Towson. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had two things in reference to the Ravens and the Colts. You know, I think it's going to be a good game regardless if Peyton is playing or not. You know, we have past few years, we haven't been able to get by the Colts. But hopefully this year, you know, with their record, hopefully we should be able to take this game. But then again, it's any given Sunday. We have a history with going up against teams with losing records, especially Ophirs. A few years ago, me and my friends all flew down to Miami when the Dolphins were, what, 0-15?
Mm. We were the one, that's right, the one team.
And we were the only team that they beat. We ended up making a wager, and we ended up, almost taking off our clothes at one of the, I think it was the Blue Turtle down there in Miami, and they burnt our Ravens jersey in front of everybody.
Oh, really?
We lost the bet. So, you know, I hope Ray can pump these guys up, and don't take these guys light, because no matter how you look at it, even though these guys are 0-12, they're still professional players. You know, they get paid to play just like we get paid to play.
They do. They have a lot of big names in it. I'm surprised they're this bad, so let's hope this is not the weekend they turn it around.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I can't either.
It's at home.
It's a home game. We need. This is like playoff football now, the last month of the season. We need to win.
I could totally envision a ridiculous scenario on the road based on what we've seen, where they could lose. Mm-hmm. The crowd gets loud. Right. They get some turnovers. Yeah. Crowd turns against them. They get out of the game. Yeah. But at home, they're 0-12.
Yeah.